The next question from Daniel Masters is about paywalls, effectively, and whether local newspapers can successfully charge for content based on the quality of that content. To some extent, I think the quality isn't as relevant as the distribution issue, which is if you put content behind a paywall, then it becomes more difficult, extremely more difficult, for people to find that content because it's not necessarily findable by search engines, although there are things you can do about that. But people are less likely to link to it, which will affect its placing in search engines. People are less likely to share it on social media, which is an increasingly important source of distribution. So charging for it is one thing, but actually making people arrive on that page and pay for it is another matter. Now, I actually think that regional newspapers have a significant advantage when it comes to paywalls because their content does tend to be more unique than, for example, national papers who are covering bigger stories which you're more likely to get elsewhere, for example, the BBC. So they do have an advantage there, but obviously they also have a smaller market. And if you look at the kind of stats, you know, I think 2.4% is one stat that springs to mind in terms of the amount of subscribers who are likely to pay to access your content online. So that's quite a small proportion. So it's extremely difficult. You've got to get that content out there, but at the same time you're putting it behind a wall. You're going to reduce the numbers of people coming to see it, and that reduces the amount you can charge for advertising. The quality of your content, as I said, is really to some extent a separate issue, but it's clear already that people are less and less willing to pay for print news, partly because of other things that they can do with their time. You know, there are other leisure opportunities, so that's been going on since well before the internet. The idea that people are going to be willing to pay for that content online without the convenience of a print platform is particularly problematic. So, like I said, I think that the quality of the content is a separate issue. But one thing I think that is key is obviously that content does have to be unique. It does have to be something you can't get elsewhere. And I think it's key that there's a service wrapped around that. There's a functionality wrapped around that, just as it was in print. So that might be around personalisation or priority or community or something like that. But it's a problematic area, which doesn't mean it shouldn't be tried. I think there's some very interesting experiments around paywalls at the moment, particularly in the regional press. And it looks like that's set to continue. Whether that's a long-term strategy is a separate issue, and it certainly creates an opportunity for startups to enter that market, and with lower cost bases, selling advertising against non-paywalled content, that could be interesting. And in some ways, I think it's better that local newspapers do paywall stuff so that that opportunity becomes larger.